teaching, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, Lefanav Aleis of Achiv Arzal Seir Sdei Edom. So Rashi says, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, Malachim Mamish.
No,
Or Chaim also says it was Malachim Mamish. Ibn Ezra says that he sent from his servant. In Targum it says, Izgadin, which is Shluchim, and Chizkuni also says, Kitargumo is Godin, Shluchim. The Yokar brings a few Ramazim for this. He brings just any level off. He brings Rashi Tevos. The Rashi Tevos of the last Pasuk of Vayetze is Vayikar Shema Makamahu Machanayim. Machanayim is Rashi Tevos. Be'oso Chayel, Notol Yaakov Malachim. Also, he says, because the Pasuk later on says Vayashem Malachim, we don't find that they were sent. So they came back. Where they come back from must be that they were sent. That's also, there's that Malachim Mamash were sent. The Mice and Bereshit Rabbah, there's 2 days. Bereshit Rabbah, there's Machlokas if the Malachim were Malachim Mamash or if they were Shluchim. Shluchim Basu Adam. There's another Machlokas in Bereshit Rabbah in Ayin Dalad Yud Zayin. Machlokas Rabbah and Rafuna. There's a question of how many Malachim did Yaakov have? Was it Shishim Ribu or was it Kufchav Ribu? 1.2 million. So, the Rabban there who hold those Kufchav Ribu.
This is because of what?
How many Malachim Yaakov owned or had, and not owned, but how many were around in.
How many of all them?
No, how many Malachim? Yaakov Halachal, Yedav Yitzav Yaakov Halachal, Darkav Yitzkobo Malachi Elohim. So, how many Malachim were there? So, was it Shishim Ribu or was it Kufchav Ribu? So, and the Rabban that holds Kufchav Ribu, the Medrash says Yaakov took from those Malachim and sent some of those Malachim as Shluchim. So when the Farshim there, the De Moshe, says that the Rabban go l'shitasim. The Rabban are also ones that hold in the beginning of our Parsha that Malachim means Malachim Mamish. So why is it l'shitasim? Because since he had 1.2 million, so he was able to send them. Mashinkin Ravuna, who holds their Shishim Ribu, so the Midrash says there ain't Shechinah Shor Pachos Mishishim Ribu. The Shechinah is only with Shishim Ribu. So there was no Efsharus to send any Malachim. As Shluchim, you need to keep him around to keep the Shechinah around. The Melo, he couldn't send Malachim, so he had to send Shluchim Basar Adam. Hashem came the Rabbanon that hold those Kufchav Ribu, so there was extra available to send to be Malachim. Of those Malachim, they're able to send to be Shluchim, and that's the Rabban Lashitasman are beginning of our parasha that Malachim is Malachim Mamish that were sent. In the Chanukah Satorah, he understood that that which Yaakov sent Malachim shows that that Tzaddik has a mile over Malach. The Gemara in Chelek, that Tzaddikim Gedolim mi Malachim. But he said that Machlokas and Malachim are Gedolim mi Tzaddikim, or Tzaddikim Gedolim mi Malachim. And he says that that issue is totally on Pshat in Lo Yireni Adam V'chai. What's Pshat in Lo Yireni Adam V'chai? So he says, two different possible Pshatim. Is it because that the Neshama is like a Nitzotzitz of the Shekhinah? So when the Neshama sees the Shekhinah, so it has to be Ratz after the Shekhinah. So it's Pareach from the Guf. Or maybe it's Lashon Sivoy. Lo Yireni Adam V'chai. Don't think of yourself like you're Malachim. That you're at the dark of Malachim. You can see the Shekhinah, and you'll still stay alive like Malachim. Malachim have a Milo on top of you, so Malachim are Gedolim Mitzadikim. Mashen came to Pshat the whole time, you can't see the Shekhinah is because of different Pshat altogether, that needs us from the Shekhinah. And it's Pareach from the Guf. So then, on that shot, you could say that Tzaddikim really have a mila over Malachim. And Stam is a different reason why you can't see. So L'chor, this Machlokas, if Tzaddikim don't mean Malachim or not, it's totally how you learn the shot behind Lo Yireni Adam V'chai. Rashi says, Lovan Garti, Lovan Harosha Garti, V'targ Mitzvah Shamarti. So it's Muchach that Yaakov Lechora kept Taryag by Lavan. So this is not like the Ramah. The Tshuvas Ramah we always quote that Simon Yud says only Avram kept Kol Tarkula and not his Bnei Beso, not afterwards. So this Medrash is Mefurish that Yaakov kept Kol Tarkula. Also, this Rashi, which is a Medrash, is very difficult with the Ramban, the famous Ramban, that almost didn't keep Kol Tarkula in Chutz La'aretz. Yaakov was with Lavan in Chutz La'aretz and says Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti with Lavan. So L'chor, it's Mukach that Yaakov kept Kol Tarkul even in Chutz La'aretz. Also, the Mefarshim here ask, obvious kasha, how can one person keep all of Taryag? A lot of mitzvahs aren't Nogeya. Some mitzvahs are Nogeya for Nashim or for Kohanim. So, they're all Komidei Terutzim, but one Teretz which comes up is, like you find by different mitzvahs, that if you like my korbanos kolosik, my korbanos kilu makriva. So we could be yotze mitzvahs korbanos nowadays. So hachanami, if Yaakov learned kol Torah kula, kilu he's mekayim kol Torah kula. It's one possible pshat. Okay, moving along in the parsha. So Malachim come back to Yaakov and say, we went to Esav. So what does it mean that Yaakov was Vayira Yaakov and Vayetzer lo? So Rashi says, Vayira Shema Yehori. Shema Yaakov. He's worried that Esav was going to kill him, or that the people with him were going to kill him. Vayetzer lo im Yaharog hu asachim.
What's this?
Pesuches. Vayira Yaakov ma'od Vayetzer lo. And the Malachim came back, so Yaakov was worried. So what's the double lashon of Vayira and Vayetzer? So Rashi says, Vayira Shem Yarug, Vayetzer Im Yarug Acherim. His word he was going to get killed, and his word he was going to kill Acherim. So Mizrahi asks, what's Pshat? He was worried that he was going to kill Acherim. So Mizrahi says, first of all, who's Acherim? So Mizrahi understood at first that it's referring to Esav. He was worried he was going to kill Esav. So why is he worried he's going to kill Esav? Esav's coming to kill him. And halacha is, Habala Harvecha Hashkem Lahargo. He comes to kill you, you kill him first. That's a din of Baba Machteris. You have to kill him first. So what was Yaakov scared of? So then the Mizrahi, B'toch Dvorov, says, really, Pshat is, there's a difference. By Rodev, we know the halacha is that Im Yachol Lahatzel Be'echa Me'evorov, if you can stop him from killing you by shooting him in his leg or his arm, you have to do that. And if you kill him, you're chayav misa. So Mizrahi explains that really Shem Yahar Gacherim is referring to the Arba Meos Ish Imo, the 400 that were with him. And really, all of them, they were coming to kill the people. They were coming to kill everyone that was with Yaakov. So if they weren't going to come to kill Yaakov, they're coming to kill everyone else. So Yaakov was going to be matzel them, because they had dinner for Rodev. So to be matzel them, he had to kill them. He had to shoot them in Be'echa Me'evarav. So that's the pshat Shema Yarugas Acherim, that he was worried that he was going to kill the Acherim, and he didn't have rishus to do that because he had to kill them Be'echa Me'evarav.
Shoot them Be'echa Me'evarav.
Yeah. So, but it's Muchach Midvarav, because the Reim says, who's the Acherim now? The Acherim is referring to everybody, to all the Arba Meos Ishimel. But it's Muchach that if it was just referring to Esav, and Esav was coming to kill Yaakov, then the Re'im would say that Habala Hargacha Hashkem L'Hargo. So it's Muchach that in the Halacha of Yachol Lahatzel Ve'echa Me'evarav, that's only a Hakboda on when you're coming to be Matzil, the Nirdav from the Rodev. But if you yourself are the Nirdav, you have Rishus to kill him straight out. That's what comes out, Achidash Halacha, from this Re'im. Based on this pshat and this Rashi, the Mishnah Melech Chilchos Chovel Mazik brings this in the Hora Perches Halacha Yud. He brings this Re'im that Dafka Lahatzil someone else is a din of Lahatzil Be'echa Me'evarav. But if you yourself are the Nirdav, you can kill him the whole way. You don't have to be careful. So Yachronim asks, there's a sugi mefuresh is not this way. The sugi mefuresh that implies that even the Nerdav himself has to be mechavin le'echa me'evorov and can't kill the person. Because there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin daf mem tes. Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Yoav was mord malchus. So Yoav was brought to Shlomo HaMelech. And Shlomo HaMelech asked him, why'd you kill Avner? So Yoav said back, because Avner was a goel hadam of a soil. So Avner was Chayiv Misa. He shouldn't have killed Asol. Shlomo said back, Asol was a Rodev. Asol was being Rodev Achar Avner, and Yoav saved him. Shlomo asked him, why did you kill Avner? Yoav said he was a Goel Hadam. Shlomo said he had Rishus to kill Asol because Asol was being Rodev Acharov. And on that, Yoav said back, "Hayol lahatzel be'echa me'evorov." Avner didn't have rishus to kill Asol. He should have been mechavim be'echa me'evorov. And Shlomo said maybe he couldn't. And Yoav said he definitely could have. And Shlomo accepted Yoav's taina. But it's muchach that Avner, who is the nirdov to Asol, who is the rodeh, Yoav had the taina that he should have been matzah be'echa me'evarov. So even by the nirdov, it's a gemara mefureshes that you have to be matzah be'echa me'evarov. And Rashi there says mefureshes. He quotes the Iker Din of rodeh, and Rashi says, by any case, even by nirdov, yeah, there's a halacha of yochel hatzah me'echa me'evarov if you can't, and you go connecto and you kill him, so you're yourself are chayiv misa. So it's a steer in Rashi, it's a steer in the Gemara. Lefi the way that Mizrahi says Rashi by us, that there's a special heter for the Nirdov, that he doesn't need to be Mechav Necha Me'evarov. Rashi there understands the Gemara Kipshuto. Even by the Nirdov, there's a Lachov, Lahatzal Echa Me'evarov. So it's a steer in Rashi in the Mitchas Chenav. Mitzotav Reish, Taka Es, a steer in Rashi. So there's one teretz from the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov says a teretz that there's a chiluk between Boba Machteres and Rodef. Boba Machteres, he's digging under your house and he's gonna try to kill you, and so Bola Horgacha Hashkem Lahorgo. So in such a case, by digging under the house, he does a Maisa Hamochiach that he's gonna kill you. So on that we say Bola Horgacha Hashkem Lahorgo, that the Nirdov can go ahead and kill him straight out. It doesn't have to be Machbid to kill to shoot him Be'echame Varov. But by a Rodef, without Baba Machteres, with a Rodev, maybe it's a Guzma. Maybe he won't carry out. Maybe he won't kill you. In such a case, you have to be careful and just be Be'echa Me'evarov. So by the case of Avner and Asael, so there we say that Avner should have been Mechavim Be'echa Me'evarov, Asael was a Rodev. So maybe he wouldn't go through with the killing. So therefore, there's a time that he should have hidden Be'echa Me'evarov. Masha'en came by us, by Esav. So by Esav, we know from Parshas Toldos, Ki Ayef Anochi, that Esav was a Muchzach Beretzicha. He was already a Rotzeach. So if Esav was a Muchzach Behariga, he was always killing anyways. So Mimela, we don't have to be concerned that it's Derech Guzma. He's definitely going to go out and try to kill Yaakov. Bechi Hagavne. If Yaakov was a Nerdov, then he has Rishos to kill Esav Lagamri, and there's no Din of Hatzolah Be'echa Me'evarov. That's the way the Shvus Yaakov is Miyashiv the Stira in Rashi's. On the Iker Pshat of the Mizrahi, it comes out tremendous Chiddush. The case of Esav and Arba Meos Ish Imo, Pashas, it's a Melchama. And it comes out that even in Surah of Melchama, you have to be Makbid Lahatzel Be'echa Me'evarov. And the Knesset Agadola, he argues in the Mizrahi and
says, isn't that one of the biggest Mechzach Ratzicha if it's Melchama?
So if they have no... if the whole thing's Melchama anyways, to have it, to call it Din Rodev also is difficult.
You can't say it's a Guzma. Right. It's a Guzma, it's not okay, it's Melchama.
It's even worse than that. If it's worse Melchama, there should be no halachas of Rodev to begin with.
But Melchama... You can apply the same halachas of the same concept of when you can kill. It'd still be
different because of Riga, right. So that's all Bechal, the Kasha Knesset Gedolah on the Mizrahi. How are you going to apply Dine Rodev here? Mechama should be different. You can kill whoever you want. It would be Shvir. I mean, then the Kasha comes back. Why does Rashi say Shemayaru Achirim? What's Yaakov so worried about? You could do whatever you want. There's another Pshat in Shemayaru Achirim, the party seals they bring, that Achirim is referring to Rav Meir. Gemara in Horia says Achirim Hain Rav Meir. And the Gemara in Gittin says that Rav Meir was a ger that came from Niran Kesar, who was from Esav. So Achirim came from Esav. So Yaakov was worried he's going to kill Shemayaru Achirim. He was worried he's going to kill Esav. He's going to kill Achirim right there. Okay, Vayter. So then Yaakov was worried. Yaakov says, "Katonti mikol hachasodim and mikol haemes asher asisa esav decho." He's worried that mikol hachasodim mikol haemes, that he doesn't have any zechuyas left. So, the girl here says, what's pshat that he was told of the tzidkas bi'atmo? He says, Yaakov said, Asher asita esav decha. They did for your servant. Why is he told on atmo? He should have been told on tzchus avosav, because of, first he said, V'yom Yaakov Elohe Avi Avram Elohe Avi Yitzchak, Hashem Amrei Lashuv L'artach L'matav Yitiv Imach. He should have said that, maybe he's worried that he doesn't have any more... Maybe he should have said that his zechuyas came about through zechus avosov. It's not derech hanivas to be told the zechuyas of zechus atzmacha. So the Gemara says that on the schar that you already were mekabel, v'chi ha'gavna, you're allowed to be tola al atzma. But when you have a bakasha la'asit that you want a certain tova, then you should ask for the tova b'schus of osof. That's what the Gemara says. So there's an ofen that you can have. There's an ofen that you can have gaiva. There's an ofen that on the zechuyis that you already mekabel, you can be tola b'schus atzma. So he says that's pshat. The Gemara in the Sota Daf Hey Ma'alef says Tama Chacham Tzarech Shehebo Echa Mishmonish B'shminis. The Talmud Chacham needs to have one chilek of eight, one of 64 chalakim of gaiva. So he says, so what is that chilek of gaiva that a person could have or should have? So it's this type of gaiva where you're allowed to be toles chus atzmacha on for the schar that you already were mekabel. He says that the remez of shmonish b'shminis was eighth of the eighth, because the eighth parsha is parshas v'yishlach, and the eighth pasuk in parshas v'yishlach is katonti mikol chasad mikol emes. So the Gemara is being ramis to this inyan of a katonim mikol chasam mikol emes, shasisa zavdech dikvitol al atzmacha. This inyan of tamachachim tzorech shebo echa mishmoni shebishminis. So there's other remazim to what pshat of tzorech shebo echa mishmoni shebishminis. The Marsha there in Zota writes there chzachos shamati shmoni bishminis shehu chilek samach dalad. Shmoni shebishminis, like we said, is 164. Sheaz liyagia lo chilek echa migas. Gas is 63, so and the gas is gas ruach. So if you have shmona shemeshminis, you reach the chilek samach dalad, you won't have any of the halakim of gas. The Maritzchias there says we know echa b'shishim is batal, so 164th. So the gaiva is batal; it doesn't give you a shame gaiva. And shmini shemeshminis, even though it's 164th, not 160th, when you're kefo, you do a square the whole number. So that's the first one above 60. 7 is 49, and the next one is 8 by 8 is 64. That's why it's Lashon Shmoneh Shebishminis. The Anaf Yosef over there says that the Kavona is also referring to Chelek Echa Mishisha. He says it's a remiss to Shishim, to the Shishim Masechtos and Shas, to say that you shouldn't be machzik yourself like a bucky in all of Shas, rather only in the Masechtos that you're being Osek in right now. That's the Shmoneh Shebishminis, the guy is. The Indian of Gaiva is you should be Kev Gaiva. In that Masechta, you should only be Masik as Machlok Boki. It's interesting, he says, because of 60 Masechtas, there's actually a Nidon of how many Masechtas there are. The Rambam and Hakdama count 61, and he also counts the three Bavas as one. So for that reason, Rabbi Shaya Pick and Hakdama Tashela Shalom on the Shiltas, he actually says that there's 63 Masechtas. So it's possible that if you do the cheshbon, you come out with 64. It's possible that you can say echa b'shmonish b'shminis with the same shot that you should be machzik asma kibaki in that mesechta that you're dealing with of the 64 mesechtas if you can work out the cheshbon. The Yavitz says more later on there in Zotah. This says liolam amar Yosef liolam milamid adam idas kono. You should learn the Indian of anivas from Kosh Baruch Hu. Shrei Kosh Baruch Hu hiniach kol harim ugvoz v'eshu shchenos ol har Sinai. And Kosh Baruch Hu put the Shechina on Har Sinai. And so the Yavitz asks, why didn't he put the Shechina on the Karka? So he says, Echa Mishmona Shebishminis. Because you don't go all the way down to the Karka, but you go a little bit up, like Har Sinai. The Mice, there's another day in the Gemara there. Rav Nachman holds, Lomi Nov Lomi Ktsasa. You shouldn't have any Gaiva Bechlal. You should be Marcha Gatzmach Migaiva altogether. And the Gemara asks there, as Horo Legazi Ruach Minayan. So one of more brings from Joshua Nach. Rav Nachman himself brings from the Pasuk from the Torah that he says Ramlo vavecha v'shachachta pen tishkach loshen pen is loshen azhara, so it's losasa. So this Nachman holds lo minov lo miktsasa. It's interesting. He brings a makor midaraisa that you shouldn't have gaiva bechlal. The Rambam paskens that way. Rambam paskens lo minov lo miktsasa not to have gaiva bechlal. So there's a maisa with a smog in his sefer mitzvahs. He brings it that he had a halom that he was, I don't know if it was like the last mitzvah, he couldn't figure out which is the last mitzvah, and he had a halom that he should add in Mitzvah Kasa Saruach, based on this Gemara, based on the Torah. It's a Tid Daraisa. Also, in the end of Masechta Sota, it says, Kishe Meis Rebbe, so the Mishnah says, Kishe Meis Rebbe, Batal Nov of Yeres Chait. After Rebbe died, there's no one else, there's another Yeres Chait like Rebbe. And Omrali Rav Yosef Latana, Rav Yosef said to Tana, Lo Tisni, Anova Degana. I'm Lerav Nachman. Don't teach Yerushchis Degana. Don't teach Anova because I'm still around. Don't teach Yerushchis because I'm still around. So the Olam asks, it's not Derech Anova to say don't teach Anova because I'm still around. So the Ma'aseh, the Margolis Hayam and Sanhedrin Tadichesam Beis, he says a pshat that Ana sometimes means who. Ana means him. And he says, Kegon Sof Mesech Tasota. He said, he understood that was the pshat in Mesech Tasota, that when Rav Yosef said, don't teach Anova Deka Ana, doesn't mean that Ana Anova don't teach it, means Rav Nachman said Ana don't teach it. And Rav Nachman said, don't teach your Eschei Deka Ana, means because Rav Yosef has your Eschei. So it's interesting. We just finished saying that Rav Nachman is the one that holds that the Lomi Novel and Tasota, you should be Marchag altogether, and is in the Tzarim of the Raisa. So Rav Yosef said about Rav Nachman, don't teach Anivas, because Rav Nachman's still around. Rav Nachman was a Shmitz Anov. And then, maybe you could say in the Tana that said the bottle on Nova by once Rebbe was Nifter is because maybe there the Tana held that everyone that was a dark of Shmuel and Bishminis and didn't know Rav Nachman was still around there. Rav Nachman held a Shita of Lomi Nova Lomiktsasa. Maybe that's the Masu Matan there. So, Gematria on this is Gaiva and Lamed Mem Vav Mem, the Rosh Tevos of Lomi Nova Lomiktsasa. Is Rosh Tevos is a Gematria Nova. Okay, right there. Let's look at Gita Nasha. So you have Vayavasar Yaakov Vado, Vayavik Ishimo Elos HaShachar. It's interesting, the Torah calls it Vayavik Ish Imo, that Yaakov fought with an Ish, which the Rambam has 10 Shemos for Malachim. One of the Shemos is Ish. And the Targum is interesting here. The Targum on Vayavik Ishimo says Vishtabo Gavra Ime. He calls the Malach a Gavra. But later on, when it says in the Vimer Lo Yaakov Yemer Ochimcha Kim Yisrael Kisarisa Im Elohim Vimanashim Batucha. So the Targum by over there says Re Ravivas Kalam Hashem Vim Guraya Vyachata, because you fought with Hashem. So, I have no idea how the Targum can refer to the Malach as Hashem. Lachor is very sure. So then, Yaakov got up in the morning, Lutalei al Yerecho, and Alkein lo yochlu v'nei Yisrael skid hanasha, asher al kaf ha-yorech ala hiom hazeh, ki noga b'kaf ha-yorech Yaakov b'ged hanasha. Last pasuk in Parak 9 days, is Yisrael v'nei Yisrael v'iged hanasha ala hiom hazeh, because of the Maaseh with Yaakov. It's the third mitzvah in the Torah. The chinuch counts. So now, a few inyanim get anasha. There's a Mishnah Melech in Peraches of Hilchos Machalos Asuras. The Rambam there says at the beginning of Peraches of Machalos Asuras, Kit Hanasha is Nohig Bebehem of Achaya, Tahorim, not Betmeim. So Mishnah Melech says, Shem the Rashba and Tshuva, there's Nohig Gamba Adam. There's an Isra Igid Anasha of a person. The Shar HaMelech.
Is the Rambam?
No, it's Tshuva's Rashba. Mishnah Melech on the Rambam, Peraches, Machos Suras, brings this Rashba that you can't eat the Ganash of a person. So, Shar Melech and Chaschinach say, this is Rashba Shitasa. The Rashba, both there in Tshuva and Chidush and Ksuvas, hold that Psar Adam is Mutter. At least Midaraisa, Psar Adam is Mutter. So now, the Mishnah in Chulin, so the background is the Mishnah in Chulin. Mishnah in Chulin, Machlokas, if the Ganash is knowing Mitahora, is Noig Bit Meya or not? Tanakama holds Noig Bit Horva in Noig Bit Meya, that's what we pass. And Rehuda holds Af Bit Meya, Ganosh is Noig Af Bit Meya. Gemara is Mevar, what's Pshat that it's not Noig Bit Meya? Gemara brings a drush. Alkein lo yochlu bnei Yisrael skit hamnosha. Mi shegido osar ubsoro mutter. Yotzo zu shegido osar ubsoro osar. Ganosh is only Noig on someone who the Psar is mutter. But the Psar is osar, there's no dinkin anosha. So, Mimela. So the Shar HaMelech and the Chaschinach say that since the Rashba holds Psar Adam as Mutter, so it's Bechlal, Mishigidu Asar Psar Mutter, so Meila Gidin Asha is Noheg. But the Fidashitas, that's Asar to eat Psar Adam, like the Rambam and the Ra'ah and others. So if so, so it has a din of Tmeya. Adam has a din of Tmeya, because it's Bechlal Vajrasha of Yat Tazusha Gidu Asar Psar Asar. Psar Adam is Asar, so then there's no din Gidin Asha. So the feed the Rambam will come out. They want to say that. That's what Shar HaMelech want to say. They get a nosha, it's Tagam Mutter. It would be Mechokas, Rashba, and Rambam. It's totally in their sheetas and how they learn Psar Adam. So there's a Shar HaMelech there, and Mitchas Chinuch, and Mitzvah Gimel. However, the Pri Chodosh and the Pri Magadim, in Simon Samech, they both hold it's not totally Zebese. They both hold, even if it's Asar, Lechol Psar Adam, it's still, get a nosha, it's still Noheg, and it's still Asar Lechol. What's the pshat they say? They have a raya from the Torah. The Ikar Maisa happened by Yaakovinu. The Ikar Maisa happened by a person. So Mila Gila Nasha is no egg, also by a person. Yesh Lodun, if you can machalik that the Maisa happened before Matan Torah, so you don't learn out the Indian of the Odom Gila Nasha before Matan Torah. No. Rambam says Pesach Nayos. You know, we keep the Anusha not because of the Tivu to Yaakov. We keep it because it was given at Har Sinai. So they thought the Ikar Maisa was by Yaakov. You know, you have to know. Maybe since the Ikar Maisa is from Matan Torah, maybe you can mechalek. I don't know. And the dark Tshuva says it's Nafmina because you're going to ask. So if Psar Adam is Aser, so the Ma Nafmina Gid Anusha is also Aser. The Fi the Prechalish Prima Gadam. So he says Nafmina. We pass in beginning of the same time. It doesn't have a shame alcohol to that. So if you eat gid, other gidim, not gid nash, other gidim of an adam, there's no iser. You're not possible. There's no malchus. But if gid hunt feed them, the gid nash is no heg the adam, then you get malchus and you be possible edus. If you eat the gid nash, there's a maisa with the placey. Placey in Simon Samechay, in the end, Simon Samechay, famous maisa, that there are certain menacher that want to be mochiach. That a certain area was the Gehan Nasha, the back of where different portions the Gehan Nasha, and no one was able to shoot him down. And the place he found that this Gid that he says the real Gehan Nasha is only found in Behemoth Sacharim and not Behemoth the Kevas. And then he says, and I showed him in the smog that Gehan Nasha is nohig Behemoth Sacharim, Behemoth the Kevas. And he became quiet. So he became quiet. And everyone is matmiya on this place. What's the raya from the smog that says that's noig bim bezachar bim nekevas? The moni hamitzvah, when they say it's noig bim bezachar bim nekevas, they mean that both anoshim yisraelim and noshim yisraelos have to keep this mitzvah. It doesn't mean that the gid is found in the behemas nekevas. And they all ask him, Chasim Sofer says, Rabim Tomu. How could such a thing happen? And I think the Pischei Tshuva says that from here we see that Hashkogas Mitzuyah B'chol Adam K'kazim K'gadol. Everyone makes mistakes, even Rabbeinu Sanai B'shitz. Pischei Tshuva says that from here we see because he misunderstood the smog. Now,
why can't you just say that he was trying to get the guy to be quiet? Just saying, like, they couldn't know what he was talking about. So he's like, "Yeah, look at this." And the guy's like, "It's like if you can't figure this out, then you don't know what you're talking about."
The Maaseh Mashmi, he wasn't a kofer. They need to find a real raya that he was wrong. Because Adrab, but the Mefarshim ask afterwards that the tomb, that the place he was so off. Adrab, maybe now we should be choshish for the menacher. They held that he was saying a real zach. So the question is, some change the girsa from smog because the Maaseh is not found in the smog, so it changes to Seder Hanikor, and maybe there it's the din is found. And some are gores instead of smag samech he gimel sefer halachos gedolos, which is the bahag. The bahag's lashon there is umishkalo ledekar v'nukva. You take it out of the zohar nekeva, which is a good lashon. I was also wondering the lashon of umishkalo. You take it out. So the place he said when I told him this smag. Or whoever it was, Ishtakol Milule, he became quiet. I wonder if it was doing a play on words of Ishtakol Milule, Ishtakol from this Lashon of the Bahag is Mishkalo, the Karan Lukva, you take it out. Maybe Takas, the Lashon of Ishtakol is a riot that he was referring to the Bahag, the MS. Chasim Sofer says Yishuv for the place of Darach Popo. He says, Lamaisa, why are Nashim not Potter from Gid Nashim? Okay, Lo Yuchlu, Sbnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Velo Benos Yisrael. So then he says, so while we make those drushes of Bnei Yisrael for Bnei Yisrael for Mitzvah's Asay, but for Los Asays, Hishvei HaKosu Yishvei Yishvei L'chol Otin Shabbat Torah, Anashim and Anashim are equal. But you find an exception. One time you find, an example he gives is for Tum of Kohanim, for Kedushas Kahuna, that we darshan Bnei Aaron v'lo Bnei Aaron, that Bnei Aaron have a Asara for Tum, and Bnei Aaron aren't Muzara on Tum. So he says, what's pshat that there will mechalik between Anashim and Tanashim? So he says, because there's a reason. Alt Kedusha's Kuhuna. The Kohanim have Kedusha, so there's a reason to say that they're Musar and Tumah, while Anashim are. So if you found a reason to mechalik between Anashim and Anashim, if there's any svar to machalik, then even by los says we would say that it's noig davka by zachar nafli kevos. So the Chasam Sofer says, so bishlama, if there was no gid hanosha found in behemoth nekevos, then we would have a reason to say that the iser is noig davka by zachar and not by nekevos. Because there'd be a reason to say, since you only find it in male behemoths, not in female behemoths, maybe only Nosham or Mushar, not Nosham. But if it was found both in behemoths, Zacharim, and behemoths, the Kevas, there'd be no reason to machalik. So from the fact that the Smag or the Bahag or whoever he's quoting says that it's Nohek, behemoths, Zacharim, and the Kevas, it's a riot that there's no reason to machalik between Nosham and Nosham. It's a riot that's found even in behemoths, the Kevas. As long as the Chasam Sofer Miyashev and Shlomo Kluger in Tu Tamidas and Kuf, he there says in Liashev Achram b'derech Pilpul. Rabbi Yosef Naivish definitely did not mean that. If he meant that, he would have said it. You can't say that about Achram. And he also asked him the Ikar Pshat from the Chasam Sofer there. The Shuv has been in Shlomo that says Gid Hanosha is not going to be Noheg Lasa Lovo. He says Diluli the Mistapina Gid Hanosha's Mutar even the Man Omer that Ein Mitzvahs Petelos Lasa Lovo. But Yenoshek won't be knowing. Why not? Because since the reason is, he says, it's only said regarding, since it was Nogo Bekavi Yerach Yaakov, so that gave Koach to Esav to cause a Pagam in us, and Los Lovo, where that Ham of Esav is not going to be around anymore, we don't have to remember it, so it's going to be Mutter. And he says, that's Pshat on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Al Hayom Hazeh. Ayom Hazeh always is referring to Tol Yimei Mashiach, but Batchias Amesim Los Lovo is Lashonos of Ayom Ahu, Ayom Habo. So Lashonos of Ayom Hazeh is until then. Afterwards, the Isser will be bottle. It's the Chemed and others. They ask on him Chas Shalom. Osachas Lo Yishtanu Min Torah. Nothing's going to change from the Torah. How can you say such a thing? And then he bevarns says, other times you find it. You find that Moedim, outside of Purim and Yom Kippur, I think, are Betelus Loss of Lovo. So there's a Chuvah Shadvanas that says that's different, that every day is going to be considered as if it's a Moed. Then there's the famous Medrash that Chazir is going to be, Loshon Chazir is Lachzir, it's going to be Mukhzor Lehetero, Chazir is going to be Mutter Loss of Lovo. It says, Komenei Pshatim also there, and why Chas V'Shalom to say that Chazir is going to be Mutter? Either that the Simani Tumah are going to turn into Simani Taira by a Chazir, or all the Ochel will taste Shomen, will be fat, as if Chazir was Mutter.
Did you really say Chazir is going to be Mutter?
It's Medrash.
Really?
Yes, Medrash.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And a third shot is there's Ritvon Kiddush and Dafman Test.
Dafka Chazir or all?
Chazir. It says Chazir. If it's referring to all
seafood or
whatever. Lashon is Chazir. The Or Chaim says the Simani Tumah will change to Simani Taira. There's another pshat, so Ritva says Chazir is a remes to Edom. It's not referring to Chazir Bechal. It's nothing to do with it. So Kuponim says that's the Nidon if Gilanosh will be Mutter Los Adobo or not.
What does that mean? How does Simani Taira have anything to do with Gilanosha?
If we have a record that the Torah is going to be Mishnah, then Chazir's Mutter Kipshuto, then you can say the extent to Gilanosha. But Chas V'Shalom, they say Chas V'Shalom that anything's going to change in the Torah.
Second, but both of them either the Simonim are going to change. The other pshat is that it's going to taste like Chas V'Shalom, so it's still not going to change.
Right. That's the kasha on the Binyan Shalom. So right to the parashah. So Vayisa Yaakov in the Vayar Vine Esav Bo getting Periklam and Gimel. So Esav's coming with Arba Meos Ish. So he's Misadar his Bnei Mishpacha. Pasuk Beis Vayasim Sa Shvachos Ves Aldehen Rishona Ves Leah Vilade Achrona Ves Rachel Ves Yosef Achrona. Rashi says Achron Choviv. So this is interesting. This is Tosos Yantav in Mai Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Where there the Mishnah has a lashon of Smaiser Sheni Achrona, and the Achrona doesn't really mean Achron Mamish there. It means in the middle of the Grogers that are being discussed in the Mishnah. So Tosos Yantav gets on a tangent, but it says you find this inyan of Achrona is Lav Davka Achron. He brings from Aron Pasuk. It says the Shvachos was then Rishona, Ves Leah Vilde Achronim, and afterwards Ves Rachel Ves Yosef Achronim. So cause Leah Vilde Achronim, even though they weren't the Achronim, because Pshat is Klapei the Rishonim, they're considered the Achronim. He says that Shamati Shemina Kosov Hazer is Chuvah L'Shoel. So I hear that there, from this, there's a Chuvah, someone who asked. In Chagai, in Perek Beis, there's a Pasuk that says, Godol Yek for the Bais Ahron. The Pasuk is referring to Beis Mikdash Hasheni. It says, Godol Yek for the Bais Ahron. It calls the second Bais Mikdash Ahron. So there are those who want to say there's going to be no Bais Shlishi. So he says, but you see from our Pasuk, the Mavur, that that Bais Ahron there means copy the Rishonim, it's considered the Ahron, like by Leah, but really it's going to be a Bais Shlishi. And he brings another raya to this, that in Parsha Shmos it says, "Mishamul kol ha'osa achron." Kosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe they're going to listen to kol ha'osa achron. So there it says. So Kosh Baruch Hu gave him first. He gave him the os of the mata turning into a nachash, and then put your hand into the chayk and it'll turn into tzaras. Mishamul kol. They're going to listen to kol ha'osa achron. Then Kosh Baruch Hu says vayter. Then Moshe gives him another os. Of the os of the mayim turning to dam, so it calls the os achron, it calls the second os achron. That's another raya. The achron is only could also be used in the context of klape rishonim, but does not have to be achron mamish. And it's very interesting because there's like the same exact discussion in Tshuvas Rashba. It's Tshuvas Rashba chelik dalad simon kuf pei zayin that there's somebody who from echa mechachmei haumos that got up to speak in a certain city. And he told them all these things that Mashiach already came and all these bad things. And the people of the city came to the Rashba and said, give us answers for all of his tainus. So the Rashba list answers to the tainus. So one of this Echa Michachmi Umo said that brought the Pasuk in Chagai of Goliya Kavod Bayis Ha'achron, but it's not going to be Bayis Shlishi. So Rashba says, no, you have the Pasuk in Parshas Vayeshlach, they see by Echronim that Achron could be caught by the Rishonim. So the person said back, maybe that's only. Maybe it calls Achron in the Pasuk because it's not clear what it means, but that's referring to people. That's by Bnei Adam. But by Novi, where it says the Chagai, so then there's definitely not going to be another one after that. So he says back, I'll bring you a case even by Novi that Achron doesn't mean Achron Mamish. Because Baruch Hu told Moshe, V'sham lo kol ha'osa Achron. And there is Achron, there still came another Os. So you see, Achron doesn't mean Achron Mamish. The same as actually like Tavya in the Rashba, you have it in the Tosas Yontav there. There's other pshatim in what it means achron by there's other pshatim you find in by what it means achron there, because to say klapi when they were standing right then by Hashem was the achron, and also shema kol ha'os achron when the Kosh Baruch Hu told Moshe at that point there only were two osos, so that was the last one. There's also a pshat that by Hashem is by his achron bidei odom, by Shlishi will be bidei shemayim, like Medrash says. Akupanim for the Rashba and Tosfos Yontav, the Raya the Achron could be negative the Rishonim. One more verb in the. Let's say something else also. Skips the end of the parsha. It's on Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Yud Ches, by Misas Rochel, Leidas Ben Yomin. It says, "Vehi betzeis nafsha, ki mesa, v'tikrash mo ben oni, v'oviv korlo ben Yomin." So Rashi says, "What's the lashon of Ben Yomin?" So either it's lashon of Dorum, you mean this pasuk that is born in the south, or Ben Yomim Shenol de Ezek Nusa. The Ramban says a different shot. Ramban says Ben Hakoach or Ben Hachozak ki Hayamin bo Hagedul of Atzlocha. Yamin is Lashon of strength. This Ramban, Chuvas Chasam Sofer that uses as Lachalocha. The Tur, Simon Kuf Samech Tesn in Evan Ezer, says so by Chalitza the Halacha is. So Shat Machlokas Tanoim the Mishnah, but the Rabban hold that Chalitza Dan Biyamin. Learn that from Mitzora. It's like there Shava Regal by Mitzora. It says Regal Hayaminis by Mitzora. So we learn how when it says Regal by Chalitza, it also means Yamin. So what's it done by a lefty? So the Torah says that he does Biyamin delay on his left foot. Dumya the Tefillin, there's Lina Basu Yamin delay. I told him also, the Yad Cheya, you go according to his Yad Cheya. So Yamsha Shlomo asked in the story, what's the Raya from Tefillin? Bishlam by Tefillin says Yad Keha. So that's very good. So you go according to his Yad Keha. So he puts it. So he puts the Tefillin on his right hand. But by Chalitza, we learn that from Mitzorah that says Yamin. So let's say that Yamin means Yamin the Alma, and even by Nitar you should put on his right foot. So the Chasam Sof and Ibn Ezer, Chilik Beis Simon Ein Aleph, brings from Zal Margolios, the Yashiv, the Torah, that Yamin by Chalitza is Mashmal Chazaka, HaChazak, the same way that Yad Keya by Tefillin means the Chalusha. So the Torah says, good, the Chalitza B'Smol is referring to the regal which is strong for him, which is his left foot. And the Chasam Sofer says it's a very good yeshiva for the Torah, because Chen Kasav HaRamban Al Torah. The Ramban by Parsha Vayishlach says that Yamin means Chazak, and it doesn't mean Yamin the Alma, it means Lashon Chazak. So you see by Chalitza, it's a Chiddush Din that when the Torah is regal, it means Yamin. Yamin means his strong foot. That's the Koveya for Chalitza, the strongest foot. One more pshat to go back in Perek Lamed Beis. Yaakov is being mesader b'nei Beis. So it says, "Vayakom b'layla hu v'yikach hashtei noshel v'hashtei shevchosov v'yas achalasar yelodov." So Rashi says, "V'yas achalasar yelodov." So only 11 kids. So Rashi asks, "V'dina heichan ha'isa noshel b'teva." Dina was in the box. The null but finesh lo yitim bo esav enov esav shen tzidina. Alachin nenas Yaakov shemando me'echov shematach shen amutov. Yaakov was nenas because he took Dina away from esav shematach shen amutov. Maybe she'll bring esav back to good. The null for biach shem, and that's why the whole ma'aser of shem happened. So they ask, what's pshat? How does Rashi know that it was Dina that was the one that was missing? Maybe it's one of the other shvatim. Says the Chasar Yelodov, has Rashi knows Dina. So he's saying, so there's a makor that the reason Binyamin was zochet that the Beis Hamikdash should be nivna bechelko is because he wasn't mishtachave to Esav. So why? Because he wasn't born yet. So if any one of the other shvatim would have been the one that was in the box, so maybe the Beis Hamikdash should be in his chelak because he didn't bow down. So it must be the Dina who belav hachi doesn't have any Yerusha, and wouldn't have the Beis Hamikdash bechelko. Also, they ask on this Rashi, what's Pshat Yaakov got an onesh? You're not supposed to marry off your daughter to a Russia, to an Amoritz, the Gemara Pesachim says. So why did Yaakov have an onesh for being Monei Adina from Esav? So there's different shprach to read there's different nigun to read the Rashi. Not that he got punished because, you know, maybe it's going to happen that Dina will bring Esav back to be good. It's a reason why Yaakov was Munea Dina from Esav. He was choshesh that maybe Dina was going to bring back Esav to good, and Yaakov didn't want that to happen, either because he's choshesh out to the brachos, or he hated him. But Shematash Lemutov, that's why he was Munea Dina from Esav.